In the 70s, the generation that had come of age at Woodstock consolidated its hold on the airwaves and made sure that no music that wasn't a lineal descendant of the 60s made it onto the radio. It was a tough time to be young, a very difficult time in which to rebel. With songs glorifying sex and drugs a commonplace, it became very difficult to shock anybody, but it could be done. David Bowie had done his first press tour of America wearing a dress and was happily married to a woman with much shorter hair than his. With an image like that, it hardly mattered to a lot of kids whether his music was any good or not. Just as Bob Dylan had set lyrics free a generation earlier, Bowie set image free. Whether he intended to or not, he gave birth to the movement that's now known as glitter rock or glam rock. It never really bothered the charts much, but it gave the kids of the dark ages of the 70s something to bother their elders with. Certainly, Bowie was the intellectual figurehead. In Britain, where this music was invented and sold quite well, the mass audience was in love with Slade, four working-class kids from the north of England who'd started out as skinheads, but recast themselves as glitter boys, even when their music stayed close to the football chants it was based on. This, in turn, inspired others. The Sweet, for instance, racked up a number of hits in the UK during this time, all of them about as subtle as Little Willie, which got some stateside action, but was the only one of their records to be released here during their prime. No, if you were looking for glitter with some content, you had to stick with David Bowie or seek out the records of a very odd act that once again sold like crazy in the UK, but couldn't get arrested over here.
Riding all out like you were a bird, flying all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Riding all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattooed gown.
Mark Feld had been all over the mod scene on Carnaby Street as a very young teenager and had gone psychedelic in the late 60s, forming a folk duo called Tyrannosaurus Rex with a bongo drummer named Steve Took. Singing about elves and fairies had its limits, and soon Feld, who called himself Mark Bolan, was back with a different partner, Mickey Finn, a more electric sound and a shorter name, T-Rex.
You're my love. Oh.
Songs like Jeepster and Bang a Gong, Get It On, which did go top 10 in the U.S., were bright, catchy, and just weird enough to escape being called bubblegum. Glitter rock was largely a British movement, but a substantial number of American kids made it their own. Its home base here was at Rodney Bingenheimer's English Disco on Sunset Boulevard in L.A., where Rodney, the mayor of the Sunset Strip, played imported British records, rock stars hung out with 15-year-old girls on Quaaludes, and for a while you could forget you lived in the same country as Grand Funk Railroad.